As I was saying, Cliff made LC on the March 20th promotion list. This is probably the same list that Bill Rankin was on. And Cliff and Diane went to a cocktail party, or went to a promotion party, which was given somewhere else on Saturday, I think this was. And then on Sunday, they had about 30 people in for cocktails and buffet. So Diane had leftovers from that, which was just terrific. We had a delicious Jell-O salad and tuna fish salad. The shrimp was all gone from the original salad, so she just filled in with the tuna fish, and she made grilled cheese sandwiches for our kids. They didn't care for the salad. And then there was the leftover cake from the party. So this was just loads of fun, and we ate very heartily. Daughter Anne is in kindergarten in the afternoon, so she ate at 12 and was on her way to school early that afternoon on the bus. Well, Diane and I just had a terrific visit, and she looks just the same, except that she had had her hair cut like daughter Anne's. They both have one of these short pixie cuts. Anne is dark, like Diane is, and is 6. Their son Lynn is 14, and Jeff is, I think it's 11, and Randy is 8. And as I started to say on the other side, they are renting a house. Cliff is at the Pentagon, as you know, and is in procurement of funds and so forth, and is gone from time to time. Now, he went to Missouri this week, and therefore I missed seeing him, and he didn't see all of your pictures. I took all of these envelopes of pictures, which I've collected, and took down to show to everybody we visited down there. Diane loved them, and I left a couple of articles, duplicates, for Cliff to see and told her that I would just pick them up at a later time. Diane sews just beautifully and showed me a number of lovely things which she had made, and I was quite impressed with what she has done. They will be in Washington another year perhaps, and then she said that they are looking forward to leaving, perhaps going to Europe. She said she is getting a little tired of Washington. It's, well, of course, I felt this too, driving around there, an excessive amount of traffic and so on. But they really have enjoyed their time there and have been very happy. I had mentioned to Diane that I had bought all of your insignia with your major's leaves, except your boards for your mess dress. And I still haven't gotten those, and I know they are expensive to order, so perhaps we can get them from someone that we know. Well, Diane showed me a nifty trick that they did. Instead of buying new boards for Cliff's uniform, reflecting his silver oak leaves, he merely took Diane's silver shoe polish and painted over the gold oak leaves, and it looks just as if they were brand new. And I thought this was a great idea for us, depending upon from whom we get your new shoulder boards, and then we can keep them right on through your next promotion. Cliff looks well in a recent picture, which Diane showed me. He's lost 20 pounds, and otherwise looked very much the same as I remembered him, and Diane is still slim and trim. Smokes too much, 2 packs a day, and she told me she had had pneumonia this winter and bronchitis, and I'm not surprised knowing how much she does smoke. But I think she is just such a sweet, sweet person. I just enjoyed seeing her so much, and she seemed to be very, very pleased that we had all caught up with each other again, and I hope we won't lose track for such a long time as we have done. She's been so good about writing to us, and then here I lost their address this last Christmas. I have the letter, but I tossed out the envelope with the address on it. From Diane's house, I went out, picked up the Beltway, and we drove out to Bethesda to the Martinez's. I had called Barbara before. Had no trouble finding the Martinez house, and Barbara greeted us warmly as she had last year. And the kids got reacquainted and really got along a lot better this year, particularly after Minya got home from school. She's a tall young lady. She's grown a great deal this year, and she and Joe and Sammy hit it off, of course, with their in their own age group. Matt and Chelo were palsy-walsy and cute as they could be together. And Barbie and Aline hit it off together. Well, Barbara had been to the Giant supermarket, and they had had little girls' tea set, little plastic cups and saucers and silverware, marked down from 69 cents to 25 cents apiece. So she got one for Aline and one for Barbie, and they set up a little table and had a tea party in their room. And then, of course, John and little Ramiro kind of pushed each other around, but really got along pretty well, and had a nice, nice visit with Barbara all afternoon with the kids in and out of the house. And then Ramiro got home about 6 o'clock. The kids ate early. Old Barbara snacked them throughout the afternoon, and then she had made a big pan of lasagna, fed the kids early. They were seated all around the table when Ramiro walked in, and then he and Barbara and I ate at the dining room table, as we did last year when you were there, and had a bottle of Argentine wine, which was so nice. And again, I showed them all of these pictures, which they enjoyed a great deal. They said they had heard from Penny Schwartz that the Schwartz had seen your picture in something, in a journal. I wonder if maybe Ted gets a copy of the Aerospace Medical Association journal or something. It was a journal that the Martinezes would not be likely to see, but the Schwartzes were aware of publicity that you had been receiving, and of course Barbara and Ramiro enjoyed reading the articles I had brought and seeing all these pictures of you. Ramiro is still traveling a great deal, as you know, and he goes out of town again in a couple of weeks. And Barbara said last year he was gone for a period of 5 weeks one time, and she said when she was just about ready to tear her hair out, she tried to think of me being alone for a whole year. But I think this is almost just as bad with him in and out, and then being gone for 3 and 4 weeks at a time. But he makes the circuit of all of the South American countries. And they still love Washington, and the girls are, as you said, very Americanized and getting along well in school. And of course, they both send their best regards to you. We left the Martinez house about, 8 o'clock, something like that. Got back on the Beltway and home to Sam and Pat's. And of course, I got lost going home, got off onto the George Memorial Parkway, then missed my turnoff for McLean to Route 123. And then once I missed that, we were clear back down on our way to the Pentagon. In fact, got all the way down to the Pentagon before I could get off and get back on. This is one goofy thing. If you miss a turnoff there, you go and go. But at least I know my general directions in Washington, so I know I can eventually find my way, even though I get lost in between. Wednesday morning, mid-morning, I took the kids downtown, and the traffic was just terrific. Lots of school kids in town, buses everywhere, tourists everywhere, and the line for the White House, clear around the corner, down Constitution, almost to 17th, long line at the George Washington, at the Washington Monument. Well, we drove around and around and saw all of these memorials again and around the tidal basin, the cherry blossoms. We were right at the end. There were old blossoms lying on the ground and a few very faded ones left on the trees. Luckily, I found a place to park. A lady pulled out of a parking spot right at the corner of 7th and Constitution, so we slid in there, went into the archives and used the restroom in there and looked at the documents, and oh, the kids thought this was really great, the big kids, that is. And then we walked over to the Mellon Art Gallery, and this Mellon collection, I'm so glad we saw. This is the Degas, Renoir, Gauguin collection, the French Impressionistics, and this is from the Mellon own private collection, and this exhibit is to be on only until early May, and it's the only time that these will be seen. And oh, they were absolutely magnificent. I could have walked off with a lot of them. There was a stroller for John, luckily, so we plopped him in and then just walked through all these rooms. Well, the kids and I both, all of us, got pretty tired from this, and heading back to the car, Sammy would run along for a while and then lay down on a bench and say, "I'll wait for you." Well, I decided we'd